Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
sing it,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. Boy, is it raining in Atlanta, Georgia today. Had some kind of little rainstorm come through last night, and right now, this very moment while I'm speaking, it's still raining somewhat. So the roads are pretty wet. I want everybody to be careful as you go out today, and as we still try to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. I'm on the move this morning. Brother Bryant Tansel, before Christmas, lost his job. And then he gets a painter job. And so now he's in training. He's in Baltimore. He's on his way back now. So I'm taking his place for this morning. So we ask for traveling grace for Brian Tanzel as he is on his way back to Atlanta from a week of training on his new job. Hallelujah. Praise Jehovah. He'll do it. And that's what they say. Won't he do it? So he's got him a new job now. And so we're on the move this morning to see if we cannot be a blessing to a family. A loved one going to a funeral today. I'm driving the limo today to pick up a family in just a few minutes in Hiram, Georgia. That's a pretty good piece from Riverdale, Georgia. So we'll be driving from Riverdale to Hiram, Georgia shortly to be a blessing to a family today who's lost a loved one. And I have the funeral today, had a funeral yesterday. Matter of fact, it was an odd kind of a time funeral because the funeral was at 4 o'clock yesterday. And so had that funeral yesterday and then got back home about 7 o'clock. And so we're trying to be a blessing and trying to encourage the family, the ones that's left behind. Last week we had one of our members' sisters all passed away and left two teenagers, 14 and 16. Now they don't have any place to live. And so one of our members joined in to try to help them to go back and forth to school and to have a place to live for many so we can get that all arranged. So we're just out and about. We're trying to, as I said before, be a blessing to somebody. And we're on the road this morning to pick up this family today. So this year is a year of obedience. This year should be a year of obedience. We've gone through January, and we're headed to almost through the middle of February. And it seems like to me that this should be a year of obedience. You know, the Bible tells us to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And, of course, we believe the Bible to be the all-inspired book of God. We're not looking for any new revelation. We're not looking for anything else that God is going to send to us because we have all that we need in this particular book. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3, he has given us all things pertaining unto life and to godliness. So it behooves each one of us to obtain a copy of God's word, study it in a diligent manner that we might be pleasing and acceptable unto him. In John 12:48, he says, he that rejected me and receiveth not my words hath one to judge him. For the words that I have spoken unto him, the same shall judge him in the last day. And so it behooves us to get a Bible because he tells us in 2 Corinthians 15, he says, examine yourself and see whether or not you be in the faith. Prove your own self. You don't have to look at nobody else, but just look at your own life and look at your own self. This is a year of obedience unto God. And I would hope that you would tap into that because we need the Bible. The Bible is not an old raggedy book. It's not one of them big old books that your grandmama used to use on the coffee table. This is a Bible that needs to be moving in our lives and in our hearts. And so let this be a year of being obedient to the Lord. Why? It's because we know that Satan already knows where obedience is. He knows that obedience, and he knows that obeying is in the gospel of Christ. How do I know that? It's because in the book of Luke 11, he says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Then cometh the devil and taketh the word out of your hearts, lest you should believe and be saved. So don't be tricked or fooled by Satan. He knows scriptures. Matter of fact, on the Mount Transfiguration in the book of Matthew chapter 7, we see Jesus and we see the devil present there also. And he tried to tempt him. But there was a couple of times in that passage when he says what the Bible says. He says, thou shalt have no other God before you. And he quoted some scriptures. And so don't think that. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us that the devil comes to us in sheep's clothing. And then the Bible tells us that we're really not ignorant of his devices, or we're not ignorant of the road that he's trying to take us down. And he says, so obedience is necessary. But obedience is necessary because we got that little thing of disobedience. it seems like we lean toward that more than we do obedience. If you think about Adam and Eve, had the very opportunity to save the world, basically save the world, but chose disobedience. And Sodom and Gomorrah, you can just go all through the Bible and see where we had an opportunity to do right. But for some reason, that tree always fell to the left rather than to the right. And so that's what we need to be cautious of. The Bible says in Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, if you can just find 10 people, come on now, come on. Now, this is the bargain kind of thing. If you can just find 10 righteous, I'll save the whole city. Can you find 5? Can you find 2? And that's when he told Abraham and Lot, and Abraham and his wife, he said, you're just going to get out of town. And when you do, don't look back, don't look back. And, of course, you know, we have the story of him, of his wife, looking back in disobedience. And so you just keep walking, and you just keep walking through the Bible, and you just keep walking all down through what's going on in the Bible, and you will see that disobedience just seems to run rapid throughout the Bible. Now, let's get away from the Bible for just a second. It don't only run rapid with the Bible. It ran rapid in 2023. I'm talking about right today. I'm talking about this morning when you woke up, as you open your eyes and you start your day, you're going to run into somebody who has chosen the opposite side, not the side that God is on, but they chose the opposite side. So when we think about God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit, you're going to see that there are some people who, for some reason, always both are leaning to the opposite side. So this is the year, and this is the month, and this is the day. The Bible says the whole day is the day of salvation. Why don't you take advantage of it? So this is the time of obedience, and God continues to do that, to ask us to lean toward that way, to ask us to be in that particular number where we can be obedient unto God Almighty. So that's the plea. That is the plea. And we often say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And one thing about that is that not only must we rejoice and be glad in it, but we need to find ourselves worthy of this particular day that he has given us. That's the thing. We read, when we want comfort, we read John 3:16 all the time. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, we read that passage all the time. But you know, there's a flip side to that passage. It's not how much God continually and continuously love us. It's how do we continually love God. That's the whole thing. How do we apply our lives to him, and how do we wake up trying to be a blessing to somebody else? And so that's our plea. And we have plenty on a prayer call. Those that you might be sick, you may have somebody sick, you may be caring for the sick, you may have a problem of your own, you may have a problem with your children. We can read about David and Goliath and all that kind of thing, but people are going through some things. There are some things that people's lives, they're just going through it. And so we're going to do all we can on this call to encourage you and let you know about the song that says, "Because he lived, I can face tomorrow." And that's our whole plea, is recognizing that when you run out of all that you can do, turn to God. When you've gone as far as you think you can go, turn to God. And so this, the whole idea is that because he lived, I can face tomorrow, because I know, and I know who holds the future. Father, we thank you for this day, this opportunity. It's raining, but we want you to give us traveling grace as we go up and down these dangerous highways. Be with those who are sick, those who are tending to the sick, those who are caring for different people, and bless us this day as we are rolling down the highway to Hiram, Georgia, to pick up a family that we might bless them in some way today with this funeral. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.